Just a minute.
And if you know you're headed in the right direction, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask someone how.
How far is it to my destination, where I'm supposed to go?
And if you're pointing out something nearby, you might tell someone, now just look. You say, look it, or look it here, or look here, or how would you say that?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, why don't you call someone who lives out in the country, doesn't get into town much?
I want you to look at this or that, whatever I was trying to point out to them.
Okay. And someone who lives way out in the country, you call him a...
Well, you call him a farmer or rancher?
Any joking names?
Nah, we don't use them.
And you'd say, he ran down the springboard and he what into the water?
Dove into the water.
And you'd say several children have already
dived in.
But that child was too scared to.
He wouldn't dive.
If you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
Huh?
A belly buster. I'll tell you if you do it while you remember it.
You'd say he got in the water and then he went across.
Well. He swam across.
Okay. And you'd say, I have what across the lake before myself. I have
swum across.
And you say children like to get in the water and
children like to play in the water or swim in the water.
Okay. And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might
drown, I'll tell you that for sure.
Where would y'all go swimming around here?
Well, we used to go swimming in the old Buffalo Bayou and White Oak Bayou, but they got so polluted that you can't even walk down the banks of them.
Mm.
Now they don't swim in them no more. We also used to be able to fish in them, but then you couldn't eat one of them now, I'll tell you that for sure.
If a child, you say he didn't know how to swim, and when he got in the water, he nearly, what?
Nearly drowned.
Or when they pulled that person out, it was too late because he had already...
He drowned it, that's all. He or she drowned it.
Okay.
They already drowned it.
And you'd say, this part of my head is called my...
Part.
And this is my...
Head is all I can do.
No, this is...
Hair.
Okay, and on a man, hair here would be a...
Beard.
And under
your nose, you'd have a mustache. Like my big son, he got that big mustache.
How long has he had it?
Oh, I don't know. He had it about 2 years, I guess. 2.5
uh-huh.
years. He'd look funny now if he'd cut it off. My father had a mustache, a big mustache.
Did you ever have one?
No, my wife probably knocked me in the head one time I let it grow for a couple of days and boy, I used to shave every day, but of course he died, I don't bother about it. But boy, she told me, she said, you better get that thing cut off. I said, okay. That's one thing I never did do. I never did try to. I try to kind of go along with whatever she said, whenever she'd done anything. She said very little, but I always try to go along
uh-huh.
with it. Because